All right, a bittersweet hail to the Redskins today, as the Redskins are now out officially of playoff contention. Let's get a breakdown of this 30-13 loss at the Los Angeles Chargers from Trevor Maddich. He's WML's Redskins analyst. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Vince.
So let's, you know, as I was kind of watching all of this, the one thing I really noticed was the difference between the Chargers and the Redskins line, the offensive line, because whereas Phillip Rivers had seemed plenty of time to be able to throw Kirk Cousins under a lot of pressure yesterday.
Yeah, and that goes to some of the injuries. The Chargers have one of the best pass rushing defensive lines and linebacking groups in the NFL. And the Redskins' offensive line was injured. Both the left tackle, Trent Williams, and the right tackle, Morgan Moses, were playing on injuries that they should not have been playing on. They did the best they could, but they physically weren't able to do as much as they normally were. And that physical side of it was a small part of the loss, but it was still an important part.
And as the Redskins now head to a situation where they're not in playoff contention, of course, how does that change whether or not you see guys like that actually muscle through injury? Or are we going to start seeing the starters begin to rest to try and recover for next season?
You know, a lot of it depends when it comes to pass protection, what the team's plans are and expectations are for the quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Trent Williams is out there because they don't want Cousins to get smashed. Well, if he can go and have surgery after the season, I expect if they think Cousins will be here, they'll want to protect him as best they can. If they think Cousins will be gone, they might well have Trent Williams have surgery as soon as possible so he can start his rehab as soon as possible.
So what?
I'm told that this is a 5 or 6 month process. A lot of it has to do with our expectation for Cousins.
So what does the future hold for Kirk Cousins? He doesn't come cheap. They're not heading to the playoffs this year. Is he going to be wearing the jersey again next year?
Chris, I think the Redskins would like him to. The problem is that it's a two-way street. And one thing that Cousins said shortly after he signed the franchise tag, he said that the Redskins are evaluating me, meaning that he knew that the Redskins, somebody in the front office still didn't believe in him. Somebody in the Redskins front office still wanted to see a little bit more before they committed to him. That's according to Cousins. But then Cousins said, but I am also evaluating them. Keep this in mind that he'll enter next season at 30 years old. And this is the meat of his career. This is his prime. And he wants to go somewhere where he can maximize his prime years. And that'll be this next contract. It'll be probably a 5-year deal. And he won't want to stay with the Redskins if he doesn't think that the Redskins are running away that coincides with the way he thinks the team should be run. So the Redskins might want to sign him. They might open the bank for him, and he might leave anyway. I don't know what his thoughts are, but the Redskins need to understand, and Redskins fans need to understand, that it's not all on the Redskins to get him signed.
Okay, well, we'll be looking to see whether or not Trent Williams takes the field next week. That's about as good of an indicator as ever, any. And meanwhile, the Cardinals are coming to Washington next Sunday at 1 p.m. Thank you very much, Trevor Maddich, for giving us this week's breakdown.
You're very welcome, guys. All right. I'm sorry about this loss. It was ugly.
All right, let's see if we can turn it around the rest of the season here. 7:51.